T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Time now for the very best Hillmail voicemail messages you have left over the previous 24 hours.
Monday, 7:42 a.m.
Whoa. Did I hear that right? Danielle, did you just say you heal yourself using piranhas? You are into some weird stuff, girl.
End of message.
Yeah, it's like those fish pedicures. Use the piranhas and they just cleanse all your bad energy, yeah. And then you hop out of the water.
Piranhas, great weight loss program.
Sure.
If you missed yesterday's show, Danielle attended a workshop and became a level 1 pranic healer.
Yes.
So she can heal you by sweeping you.
Yes.
That's not code, or no. I guess, well, maybe that is code.
Kind of.
And what do you do? Just like kind of wave your energy over somebody else's aura and that heals them?
Do a series of assessments. You look at the inner and the outer aura. You scan the chakras. And then you use your own energy and the prana around us, the life force energy, to help heal things. Uh-huh. And then you get rid of the bad energy.
Okay. And now, can people just call you for that? Do you do home visits, or like do you do a massage at the end, or like what?
No, there's no massage. It's a no touch modality.
Oh. Okay, I see.
So
okay, and are you only doing it for your friends or your relatives or?
I'm going to do for people that I know right now that are close to me, because I have to practice. You know, I'm just learning it. I'm just starting, and then hopefully as I get more advanced within my practice, I can help more people.
Okay.
Can you imagine how hard it is for her friends and family to not laugh while she's...
That's funny. I was going to say that about you, too.
While she's sweeping.
Oh. You mean while she's going, om, om. Are you officially a Jedi, or how does that work?
No. Different set of training protocols.
And how much did they get you for that?
$350.
Oh, that's it? $350? Mm-hmm. That's not bad.
Well, you know, people are flying in from other places. You've got a place where you have to host it. There are resource materials. You know,
you wouldn't
expect to go to like a cooking class for free and just be like, oh, whatever, teach me because whatever. You know,
are you officially licensed by any kind of a medical agency or any kind of the international? Is this like are you licensed by the Flat Earth Society, or who gives you your certificate for this?
I am certified through the Center for Pranic Healing, which is a nonprofit, non-religious organization.
So if I call you for a pranic healing,
you'd have to find your phone first.
Right.
Yep.
But what do you charge?
I don't charge anything right now because
when you get good,
I don't know. I don't know what people charge for these sessions. I'm just.
But you're going to make money.
Learning about it. One would think. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. I mean, as long as you make money, why not?
Yeah.
You know,
sure.
Sweep your hands over a body for an hour and walk out of there with 200.
Absolutely.
Thank the last you. Person, you by the way, the last person to say that was Billy McFarland about Fyre Festival. But
no.
Okay, yeah. All right, go ahead, Chu.
Monday, 1:07 p.m.
So I just watched the Fyre Festival Netflix documentary. Were McFarland and Ja Rule having those Wayne's World 2 hallucinations with Jim Morrison? If you book them, they will come.
Yeah. End of message.
Why is Ja Rule not in jail and Billy
seriously.
Is?
Seriously.
He got hoodwinked.
Seriously.
Huh? He got taken advantage of. Ja Rule did, yes. Yes, he got taken advantage of.
Hold on.
I'm not trying to... Shoo.
Hold on.
Okay.
It wasn't a Ja Rule who said on a conference call, it's not fraud. It's more like false advertising.
Yes. And he got false advertised on by McFarlane.
No. He knew
I watched, what listen, was guys, going I, on. I don't know. I watched the documentary, and I also watched the other one on Prime.
Hulu.
Hulu, sorry. He got absolutely railroaded.
Well,
hands down.
What, Ja Rule got railroaded?
Yes, he did.
What's wrong with you?
The whole time I watched it, I said, this man has no clue what's going on. They hardly keep him in. And then when they need a little push, they call Ja and they're like, hey, Ja, why don't you come in, shoot a couple of videos for a couple of days, and then get out of here.
Right.
Then they take the guy's money and they hosed him. They hosed him and they hosed that other chick. Yeah, Ja Rule got absolutely...
What, the investor? You mean the investor lady?
Yes, they both got... I don't care about it, but Ja Rule got absolutely screwed on this deal by him.
Yeah,
and if anybody doesn't believe that, that's terrible.
McFarland's
I feel awful.
McFarland's in jail because his signature's on the paperwork. Ja Rule was just a famous person that they're like, hey, come on.
No, if you haven't watched it, so I don't know what you're talking about. But he was a part of all the meetings. He was there on the
getting involved.
Oh,
that's like having LB being a part of the meetings, and then he leaves, and then you have the real meeting.
Yeah, who's still in radio?
I didn't mean to use you, but I'm sorry. I'm just trying to make the example
keep digging, kid. You're almost.
I apologize.
There. You're almost.
You have
there.
Meetings.
So
meetings.
Yes, I haven't watched it, but my point is, Ja Rule is famous. Famous people, all they have to do is show up, put their face on something. They're not legally involved, but so they're not attached to it, and that's why McFarland's in jail.
Well,
this is just my opinion.
He committed,
and that's why Ja Rule's not, because he's a famous person that didn't sign anything.
Yeah, I mean, Billy lied to his investors, and he committed fraud and said that there was. You know, that there was more money invested than there was, and you know, et cetera. But the other thing, too, is, I mean, the most amazing part of that whole thing is that we've talked about it over the last couple of weeks, ad nauseum anyway, but the influencers and the fact that, is it Kendall Jenner?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Who got paid $250,000 for one post on Instagram?
Yes.
Is that not extraordinary? She did one post about Fire Festival. She didn't go there. She wasn't a part of the photo shoot. She didn't know. All she did was one post on Instagram, and she got paid $250,000 for that.
Wow.
That's, you know. So yeah. I think shame on me for making fun of the social media influencers. all right, go ahead, Shu.
5:30 a.m.
Hey, hold on. It's LB. Where are you? I thought you said we're doing the show in Atlanta today, kid. So I hopped on the tunnel under the United States, kid. I'll catch you later.
End of message.
You gotta be more. The guy's gotta be more coherent.
You have to be more coherent, buddy.
LB's been to, he's done Radio Row in the past, and he's had the experience.
I understand why I'm not there, because I go out Thursday night and get hammered and don't show up for the Friday broadcast.
Right, right. It's not really Thursday night, it's more like Tuesday afternoon, but whatever. I mean,
that's enough.
Same outcome. I mean, it's difficult to be able to find somebody who will fly commercial down here at their own expense, and then carry my luggage and try to get guests? And that's why I love Anthony Spaz Parziali, who's our special Super Bowl correspondent.
Go ahead. Facebook. I got the bus to say something to us.
What?
On WAF's Facebook, I just ran over and I got the bus.
You got
bus.
Jerome Bettis to say something.
He gave his prediction on the game.
Oh, he did.
Yes, he gave it. He would not come over, but he gave his prediction on the game.
Well, he's a Patriot hater, I'm sure. So
I forgot that he played for the Rams. that's who he got drafted with, and he pointed that right out. He goes, "Who did I got drafted by?" And I was like, "Oh, that's
right." So who did he say was going to win the Rams?
He said, "No, he said it's going to be a tough one, but you know who I got drafted by." So check the audio. I upload it if you want to play it on the air.
All right, maybe we'll do that. So that's on right now. That's on the WAF Facebook page.
Yes. Great tease,
Jerome.
Kid.
Jerome.
Oh, you like that kid, huh?
Jerome Bettis. How does he look? Put some weight on? He looks
like a laugh.
Well, it happens when you retire. I mean, he can't stay in game shape forever.
Right.
I mean, you know. Yeah. Look at Wiggy. All right.
Whoa.
Go ahead, Zed.
5:41 a.m.
LB, man, I loved your going toe-to-toe with Scott from Weymouth this morning. Just a little side note, though. You asked him if he was a season ticket holder. The guy doesn't even have a job. He can't afford a ticket, never mind season tickets. Think about who you were talking to. Way to go, LB.
End of message.
No, I think it's because Scott has a job.
Does he?
I don't think he does.
We've asked him what he does, and he's always avoided the question. Yeah.
I don't think he's working for the KGB, so I'm guessing unemployed.
So you think he lives at home? Or does
he's probably on the dole. He probably he's probably got disability, or or he's on unemployment or something. I mean, I mean, how is he available to call every radio station every day,
all day,
if he has a job?
Maybe he's on disability.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's a fantastic. That's my life goal, bud. I just sit back and I think every day, why can't I be on disability? I need two checks out here.
That's That's the second time that happened today. The first time was the Pittsburgh radio thing. All right, go ahead.
5:47 a.m.
Hey, kid.
Yeah.
So I was waiting for LB to call Scott's girlfriend, Scott. But we know that Scott doesn't have a girlfriend.
End of message.
Probably true.
6:12 a.m.
Hey, Danielle.
Yeah.
We got some more snow coming. You going to come by and shovel my walkway?
End of message.
Nope, but I'll shovel my own.
It's only going to be like, what's it going to be, like 4 inches or something?
I don't even know. My mom asked me the other day, she was like, what are we getting for weather? And I'm like, you know what? I just wait until it surprises me at this point, because there's so much hype leading up to it. You just don't know.
Can't you just pass your hands over your walkway and make the snow disappear?
Yes.
Well, you guys are lucky, Hilldog, because we're getting another one of those freeze things.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, it is. Is it snowing this morning up there?
Not yet. When I
left my house, it was snowing a little this morning, but by the time I got to Brighton, it had stopped.
Okay. Because I mentioned this earlier. I think it's the funniest thing ever. They were predicting 1 inch of a mix of rain and snow, and they canceled school here in Atlanta last night at 5 p.m.
Oh, my God. Because
I don't believe they have plow trucks. I don't think they have trucks.
No,
I don't think they have sanders or salters.
Oh,
or
they do.
Like
they're just two of them, basically, for the entire city of Atlanta.
Yeah. So, and then the deep freeze is tomorrow night into Thursday for you guys, right? And it's going to feel like minus 30 degrees, feel temperature.
Oh, great.
Wakey.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm going to miss that.
Yeah. 6:16 a.m.
You know, Spaz, they only send radio personalities cover the Super Bowl. Congratulations, bud.
End of message.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've been saying I'm a personality.
This is big for you.
For years. I've been saying it since day one.
Yeah.
They would have fired me. I'm a terrible producer. Even still now, I'm trying to set things up for Greg, and I'm like, man, I am just a terrible producer. Mm-hmm. I believe the only reason I've ever been around is probably because I don't realize it, but just because I'm an idiot, period. They're like, this guy's an idiot. We'll keep him. He'll run through a wall if we ask him to run through a wall. He's a terrible producer.
Yeah.
Terrible.
I mean, are you planning on getting any guests lined up before the end of today's show? I mean, I guess, does getting Jerome Bettis to say something on Facebook count as Spaz getting a guest?
Am I getting Rob Ninkovich? Is that my guess?
I could have done that, Hillman.
I hear you. There's no one here, though, right now, honestly. Yeah. Last year, there were a lot of people here. And the next break, I'm going to go up top and walk around with my phone so that if I see anybody, I'll just hand them the phone.
Talking to one of the NFL people. Were they lining up guests with you? I saw you.
If you want to speak with this guy who wants to talk about gambling. I don't think he's an I don't know who he is.
Yeah.
But and then some random dude, and then some guy that I thought was Ray Lewis, but wasn't Ray Lewis. So didn't go well.
Boy.
From behind, he looked like Ray Lewis.
Okay, guy.
What, did he have a white suit on?
He was jacked up.
He have like a blood-stained white suit on?
Ray Lewis has a distinct look from behind. He just does.
He does?
Yes. Look at any photo, and he has the big earrings. And I was like, all right, the guy has big earrings, has the cut from the back, has the broad shoulders. It's Ray Lewis. I tapped to say, hey, Ray. The guy turned around. Not Ray. Pretty simple. Sorry, sir.
Go ahead, Chu.
6:33 a.m.
So let's see, Spazzy, you think your wife's cheating on you, huh? Well, let's check. Let's go over the particulars here. Look at the mayor, Spaz. He's right, one. You walked away from a career in radio making over $100,000 a year. He's right, two. And from what I've heard over the years, you're hung like a hamster. He's right, three. Oh, yeah, she cheats on you. She's smashing everything in sight, kid.
End of message.
I had to. I had to take Spaz to Spaz and his buddy Laugh to dinner last night.
Thank you.
And Spaz talked to me for 45 minutes about how he made such a huge mistake getting out of radio and demanding a massive salary. It was literally he was crying at the end of the conversation.
It was a stupid move. If anybody, I say it every time I come back on the show. If the bosses are listening, I'm hire me back. I think I'm an okay talent.
Yeah.
I mean, I might not be the best, and I talk too much, and I might talk over Greg. But I understand my place. Greg can say, "Hey, bud, put me in my spot. I don't get mad.
Yeah,
I'm a hard worker.
You blew it.
I did. And what it would have done for my career and my personal brand, the Spaz brand, I guess, whatever it is, I blew it, and I'm ready to work. So, are you hiring me? Is this an offer?
This
costumes, kid. Costumes.
This is costumes.
That was money. That was your deal. That was your ticket.
I'm enjoying this text. A 978 texter thinks I love to be here on Radio Row. I do want to make it clear. I'm happy to be. I enjoy this experience. Is great. I love bringing the excitement to everybody. I don't love Radio Row. But this person says, Greg takes off, goes to Atlanta without the rest of you guys. What a pretentious douche. Well, yes, I'm a pretentious douche, but I don't. I mean, I do what the company tells me to do.
Hildog, you don't have to defend a pecking order.
Seriously.
Wait.
It's called pecking order.
This is a little inside joke here. Or maybe it's not an inside joke, but you know what? Maybe you don't want to be here, but I guarantee you the three people who are in the studio are like, yes, Greg's not coming in today.
Yeah, well, they get a little relief.
They get a little, they're like, yeah. The call screeners are like, woo.
Yeah, we hate Greg. Yeah.
No, I'm nice not job, saying you guys Spaz. Hate Greg. Okay. That's nice. Not what I'm...
Yeah,
what
okay.
I'm,
yeah, Spaz never celebrated when you called out sick.
You're kind of obvious when you're trying to stir the pot. You
right.
might
want
to put a little effort in, dude.
Hey. What I'm trying to say is Greg is Coach Belichick, okay? And when Coach Belichick is around, everything is tight and everything is done the right way. And you're telling me when Belichick's not around that Brady's not like, that's it, boys. Let's do it. They have a good time. When Coach is around... You have to follow the system, and you got to be good. Plain and simple.
I got to tell you, bud. We're on the show. I don't.
LP's still here, guy.
Like, what do you think, like Hillman? What do you think, like after you're done your rant, Hillman's gonna go, LB? That's
out.
It. I've had enough. 23 years of your crap.
Right, that kid, I'm not the one texting me saying, what are you trying to steal my job, kid?
What? What happened?
Not nothing. Elby's going to get mad.
Why would I get mad? I was busting your nuts.
Elby, you could never be replaced. I am not a sports guy, but
where is LB?
You're not a sports guy.
I am Spaz, and I do what I do, and what I do
exactly.
is
you're amazing. You're amazing at what you do. I'm your biggest.
And if they were to fire you, I'd take your job in a hobby.
Fan. I am your biggest fan, and if you take my job, look. I grew up in the professional world. Guys came to training camp. Kids came to training camp every year
to
take my job.
I
you know what? And then when I punched their lights out, they went back to junior, and I played for the Bruins.
I've been gone for 5 weeks, and they still pay me a ton of money.
The guy had a freaking surgical.
Oh well, yeah.
Okay, hold on a second.
Yeah, Let's get cancer.
That works.
Yes, I guess.
You
that
did.
Was awesome.
There were a few people that asked. Are you gonna, no offense.
Spaz has no shame. He has zero shame.
I fake cancer
I so
I can get
so
a couple
can't
more
I call
years.
Like it is. The guy wants a couple days off. He's like, boom, I got chicken pox. Boom, I got cancer.
Stop it. Well, let's get Brian. Hold on a second. This is extraordinary.
You're trying to bail out with
are you? I was going to get Brian on the phone. Are you alleging that LB made all that up
Listen, all I know is when I worked there, he sent us a photo of chicken pox that he scratched the heck out of his chest.
Yes, he did do that.
So that was
one time. He scratched.
I can certainly send you over an x-ray that looks, oh, look at that. That's a tumor. I'm dying.
Listen, not for nothing. Hillman got.
What are you saying? LB put
Hillman
like
got
half doctor. A, LB put
you
like
are.
Half a. LB put half a meatball sub on the x-ray machine to show that he had a fake. No, I don't know. It's not.
He wouldn't do that.
It's a meatball tumor.
He would never.
Not the meatball.
He would never do that.
But that's not your bladder, kid.
I mean, he did do that elaborate thing where he said he had chicken pox, and then they said the company said they needed a picture, so he like scratched some.
Yeah, you guys got Dr. Feelgood to check. I had to go see Dr. Feelgood.
But where's the chemo, though, right? If you have cancer, you take chemo. Where's the chemo? Where's the chemo?
Seriously?
I'm not trying to be an
seriously,
ass.
Seriously,
LB, I'm sorry.
What is wrong with you?
When you, I don't know about cancer because I don't have it, but I thought when you had cancer,
you look
take,
like
you
have
to
you
take
have
chemo.
It.
You guys. Well,
that was a good one.
Yeah, yeah, that's Anthony Spazparzioli. He's got cancer of the face.
Everything
no, listen. Hey, when I, LB. Well, LB, when I walked in here this morning to check in for Radio Row with Spaz, they said, oh, this is so nice. I see you brought a Make-A-Wish adult with you. That is so nice. Oh. That is so nice.
Oh, my God.
All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.